This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And before we move on to our next segment, just to look back at some messages that we've been getting in relation to Pope Pope Parliament earlier, where a number of issues came up. So let's see. We first have this from Jimny in relation to something that Dr. Mazli Malik brought up in Parliament, specifically the fact that teachers who choose not to get vaccinated shouldn't be treated inhumanely by the education ministry. So Jimny says, if that educator chooses to follow some conspiracy theory rather than the science of vaccinations, then I have an issue with trusting the future of students in their hands. But I don't agree with inhumane treatment to them. Instead, they should be led by proper exposure to information. And Jimny, I agree with you. I think that by and large, it's still we are still at a stage where vaccinations have not been made compulsory, and therefore trying to reach out and understand their concerns rather than this quote unquote inhumane treatment that Dr. Mazli pointed out is still the way to go. Jimny also goes on to comment on the issue of agriculture and how you can attract younger people to the field. So Jimny says, for agriculture, there's always a negative perception that associates it with the B40 community. If we can change that, people would join agriculture willingly. Something like the TV show Clarkson Farm would be great. And I'm so glad you mentioned Clarkson's Farm. I agree that I think that there is a perception of agriculture as being not the first choice when it comes to a profession. And that actually has to do with the larger ecosystem that it exists in, right? What we pay people, the sort of lifestyle that people expect, and what you get when you do work in the industry. And I think a lot of that has to change as well. But yes, I think, you know, upping the PR value of working in a sector like agriculture through TV shows or even just, I think, more exposure to what that might entail could really go quite a long way. Robert says, on agriculture, if one is to drive through the country, you'll find lots of vacant land. The government should lease out such land to people to plant food or fruits. You'll see agriculture flourishing in the country. There should also be better coordination between the University of Agriculture to give farmers better quality seedlings. I like that idea, Robert, of vacant land being leased out to members of the public. It reminds me of community gardens that already exist in various pockets of communities around the country. And I do think that making it something that people can do in a more structured way, in a way that allows them to, I suppose, profit off of it in some way, whether they choose to consume the food themselves or if they might perhaps choose to sell it. I can see some potential there. Do keep those thoughts coming. If you'd like to weigh in on the topics that we were discussing earlier on Pope Pope Parliament, we spoke about the treatment of teachers who chose not to get vaccinated, but also about agriculture and how we can make the field sexy for younger people. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187899899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now on to today on Twitter, where, well, did you hear there's going to be a TV series on 1MDB and Joe Lowe? So this is the big news that's trending primarily because it's just been announced that a TV series is going to be made based on Billion Dollar Whale, The Man Who Fooled Wall Street. And I think the prestige of the names attached to this is what's catching so much attention. So we now know that it's being headlined by the House of Cards creator, Bo Willimon, and they've also attached a slew of big names. So Pulitzer-nominated playwright David Henry Hwang has been confirmed as one of the writers. Michelle Yeoh is producing. And needless to say, as Malaysians, we have a mixed relationship with the story. It's given many of us much food for conversation, at the same time, an endless source of frustration. So I do think that part of the conversation or the excitement that's surrounding this announcement is this question of who's going to play these characters. Because if you look at the tweets that have come out in relation to this announcement, who's going to play Joe Lowe? Who's going to play Najib? Are some of the things that are really making the rounds. We have Aisha Ritzwan on Twitter saying, the Billion Dollar Whale TV series. I wonder who'll play Joe Lo and his annoying friend. So, needless to say, that's really what we want to hear from you. I also just wanted to say that somewhere Jason Leong's ears are probably already burning, but help us cast this show. Who would you like to see play the various people in this proposed TV show of Billion Dollar Whale? The story of, 1MDB and Joe Lo, of course. Send your thoughts our way. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this to look at your messages. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.